None other than this one.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rollin' bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Just smoking like a big monkey bird. And I'm busting up a brain for the world. Of mad love is such a holy place to be. Make me, baby, make me know you really care. Make me jump into the air.
Space, space, coast.
KZE. Trist here with you, and you are listening to Nighthawks Radio. My special guest tonight is Dimitri Wild. He is in the studio, and he's currently getting me some ice for my birthday prosecco, darling. That was Autopilot by Queens of the Stone Age, and before that we had Moon Age Daydream by none other than David Bowie, honoring the 54th birthday of the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Coming up next for you, we got my girl, you know her, PJ Harvey, honey. This one's The Dancer.
He came riding fast like a phoenix out of fire flames. He came dressed in black with a cross bearing my name. He came bathed in light and splendor and glory. I can't believe what the Lord has finally sent me.
Drums. three world-class musicians breaking all the rules. B-Trio, featuring Bella Fleck, Edmar Castaneda, and Antonio Sanchez, comes to the Mahaley Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Saturday, June 27th at 8 p.m. This all-star trio brings together Fleck's groundbreaking banjo, Castaneda's Colombian heart brilliance, and Sanchez's Grammy Award-winning jazz drumming for original music full of melody, harmony, and fearless groove. That's B-Trio at the Mahaley, Saturday, June 27th at 8 p.m. Don't miss B-Trio, June 27th at the Mahaley in Great Barrington. For tickets and info, visit mahaley.org.
Central Hudson is excited to share an important new program offering. Our Enhanced Energy Affordability Program now offers expanded income eligibility, making monthly payment credits available to more customers. Even if you didn't previously qualify, you may now be eligible under the updated guidelines. This program is designed for those who don't qualify for other state or government payment assistance programs such as HEAP. To learn more, visit centralhudson.com and search EEAP.
Life, powered by Central Hudson.
98.1 KZE invites you to celebrate Chris Macchia, host of Mox Mix on KZE and one of the Hudson Valley's most beloved bass players. Friday, June 19th, 7 p.m., the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz hosts Mox One Big Band, bringing together an incredible lineup of local musicians from many of the Hudson Valley bands Chris has played with over the years. It's a one-night-only celebration packed with great music, old friends, and plenty of surprises. Come celebrate Chris's 50th birthday and experience the magic. Get tickets now at thelemonsqueezenewpaltz.com.
98.1 KZE, you are listening to Nighthawks Radio. I am your host here, Tris, and I am live here every Wednesday, 7 to 9. And we celebrate music for all the creatures of the night, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And my special guest is Dimitri Wild. He's hanging out. Say hi.
Hello, everyone. That is I. It is sitting again.
Is this your second time on now?
Yeah, I think so.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, stick around because we're going to hang out and chit chat and talk, coffee talk, no big whoop. But coming up for you, you know what other amazing album came out yesterday? Do you know,
which
Dimitri?
One? No idea.
The self-titled Roxy Music album.
Ooh, okay.
Literally came out the same day that David Bowie's Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust came out. So two amazing albums that really defined a whole movement of music, of true, that glam rock, you know? It was something so new and so fresh. And I am a huge Roxy Music fan. I'm sure many of you know that. And actually, this Saturday, I will be at Pearl Moon for my birthday party celebration. I am doing a David Bowie and Prince party. And we're going to play a lot of Roxy music too, of course. Everything in between. Probably some dark wave at the end. So that being said, I got to play this next song. This is one of my favorite ones off this very first album, and it's called If There Is Something.
Somebody's there. fight.
98.1 KZE. You are listening to Nighthawks Radio. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. My name is Trist. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at TristOfficial, TRYST underscore official. I hear you pouring in the background on the microphone.
The bubbles are going.
We're having a celebration. It's my birthday. This is true. This is Trist's birthday edition. I'm kind of playing everything that's inspired me and so on, and whatever mood I'm currently in. You know the deal. You know the deal. My special guest, Dimitri Wilde, is here tonight.
I say, what a great day to do a show on your birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Phenomenal. Like, so you can speak to the people and just like share your message and love for music. I think that's brilliant.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Sure.
Hey, if you're listening out there, send me a message at Trist Official on Instagram if you want to send me any birthday wishes.
Can people call in?
Thank you. I don't know how to work that phone. I'm sorry. Another time. But if you want to send me a voice message on Instagram, you feel free to, and I'll play it over the radio.
Exactly.
And if not, no big deal. We're hanging out and having a good time. But we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. We've got more coming up with Dimitri Wilde. More music coming your way.
Ooh,
stick
nice.
Around.
New tracks.
Yes.
New,
yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Entertainment Calendar on 98.1 KZE is brought to you by Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, New York. Fine craft beer, wine, spirits, and hearty pub fare with eclectic music every weekend. Rojan Brewing.com. Colony in Woodstock. Live music, DJ nights, karaoke, open mic, pool room, and private events. ColonyWoodstock.com. And by Snug Harbor, Bar and Grill. Cold drinks, warm folks, and music that will make you move. Snugs at 38 Main, where New Paltz ends the night. Snug Harbor Bar and Grill on Facebook. And by the Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts. The Southern Berkshire's premier music venue with live music Wednesday through Saturday. For more info, visit buttonballbarn.com. Monday, Colony in Woodstock, open mic. Tuesday, Snugs in New Paltz, Maya Byrne, Alexa Tabacino, and Jen DeSantis. Wednesday, Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, karaoke contest. Construct benefit event. Colony in Woodstock, Brian Mitchell and friends. Daryl's House in Pauling, Antonia Bennett. The Falcon in Marlboro, HV Jazz Jam in the Underground. The Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz, open mic. Thursday, Lark Hall in Albany, Francine and the Scene. Taste Buds Cafe in Red Hook, Tasty Tunes, open mic. Colony in Woodstock, Punk Night, featuring Mickey Lee's Mutated Music and more. Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, Haley Neal, Songbird, sings Fleetwood Mac. The Falcon in Marlboro, the Chris O'Leary Band. The Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz, JT Horn. Daryl's House in Pauling, Luke Combs, UK. Snugs in New Paltz, open mic. Friday, Snugs in New Paltz, happy hour music, followed by White Dahlia. Lark Hall in Albany, Tops of Trees at the 11. Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, Peter Kahlo. Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, the Peach Eaters, an Allman Brothers band experience. The Falcon in Marlboro, Fred Thomas of the JBs. The Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz, Mach 50, Chris Macchia's 50th celebration. Daryl's House in Pauling, Rumors ATL, a Fleetwood Mac tribute. The Falcon in Marlboro, Telepathic Moon Dance on the Underground stage. Late Night at Colony, Friday Night Fever, Saturday. Daryl's House in Pauling, Rumors ATL, a Fleetwood Mac tribute. Tempo Performing Arts Center in Kingston, the Down County Jump Festival. Lark Hall in Albany, Acoustic Afternoon with Brendan Newell at the 11. Later on at Lark Hall, Kyla Silk. And even later at Lark Hall, Americana Night featuring Marty Wendell and the Insolent Willies. Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, Standard Edition. Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts. Grateful Dread, the local in Saugerty, Summer Solstice Desert Blues with Nora Hakachi. Snugs in New Paltz, Pride Party with Bird Week, The Rackles, and Transmitter and Drag Performers. Late Night at the Lemon Squeeze, Final Night.
Sunday!
Daryl's House in Pauling, Father's Day Brunch with David Powers. Later on at Daryl's House, Rumors ATL, a Fleetwood Mac tribute. Lark Hall in Albany, Brunch with with Katie Gallagher at the 11th. Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, Sunday Sessions. Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale, the Rojan Bluegrass Band. Tempo Performing Arts in Kingston, the Hot Club Sessions. At night at Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, a dance party with DJ Michael V. This has been the Entertainment Calendar, 98.1 KZE.
Come join us at the Colony in Woodstock, the smartest rendezvous in the Catskills. Enjoy live music with your favorite regional and national acts. For more info, visit colonywoodstock.com.
This week at Colony, Wednesday, Brian Mitchell and Friends. Thursday, Punk Night featuring Nikki Lee's Mutated Music and more. Friday, Juneteenth Celebration with Rosti Ashaber Posse in the Garden. Saturday, Van Hayride with Alex Castle inside and Alessandra and Friends in the Garden. Plus Saturday Late Night Major Mayhem Karaoke. Sunday, Eugene Tyler Band and Lily of the Valley. ColonyWoodstock.com.
98.1 KZE, Trist here with ya, and you are listening to Nighthawks Radio. My dear guest and dear friend, Mr. Dimitri Wilde, say hi.
Hello.
Hello, hello, welcome.
I can't. Every time I see you, I start breaking into the European thing.
It sounds like you're trying to hide your accent a little bit.
Am I?
Yeah.
Well, I can manipulate it. I can control it. You know, I can I have a level for the accent.
But. I think you're speaking a little too Americano for me.
Oh, okay.
But I want to hear your accent. I love it. I love it so much.
I've got an accent. Queens, yeah, accent, yeah. California.
It's quite the mixture.
I'm telling you, I'm in Queens, New York.
I love it. Well, where are you originally from?
Oh, I grew up in Ramones. Grew up in Forest Hills.
Yeah, well, before
13.
That.
Well, before that, I was in, you know, Moscow.
Mother Russia?
Yeah.
Why do they call it Mother Russia?
I don't know.
But you're far from that now. You're way far from that. It's not
actually,
your mother.
My nationality is New York, okay? New York.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're New Yorker.
New Yorker.
You moved up to the Hudson Valley in 2020, right?
Yes. The big, great pandemic.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and just kind of settled in. And I mean, I used to travel upstate New York all the time. I would go to festivals and just camping all the time and just couldn't get enough of it. It's like every time you go upstate, just like completely open up and your world changes when you come back.
Yeah.
And then eventually I was playing a show in Hudson and I remembered Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like waking up in the morning, walking around, and I was like, oh my God, this town's so beautiful. And when COVID happened, I'm like, what was the first time I thought of Hudson?
Yeah.
And then I went there and I stayed. And once you live in a house with a backyard, front yard, it's so hard to move back.
You can't go back. I'm from Queens, Long Island. And then I was back in Queens and Brooklyn for a long time before I moved up here. Yeah. And I didn't know what life could be like up here, but I love it
And
so
nobody
much.
Did. And I think all the people who live in New York, big cities, once they go away from the city and they can see how much they can have, because city's close.
Yeah.
I can go there anytime I want.
Mm-hmm.
But the things I see around, like, you know, I ride my motorcycle, I see mountains and rivers and just
And it inspires you.
It inspires you to ride. You have way more time to do things you love.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no distractions.
That's true.
You know, you kind of can focus in on just doing what you love and really like enjoy like,
just
the
being
place.
Sometimes though too. Which is what we forget to do sometimes. We were just talking about Italy a few minutes ago.
Yes.
And I think there's a saying in Italy, I forget what it is really, but it's kind of like the joy of like doing nothing. The joy of like being, which I think a lot of us are just not used to because we're always hustling and grinding and, you know, like running around. But when you can just be.
What they're saying is we, you know, like Americans live to work and we work to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're living right now. Cheers,
Dimitri. We're living right now. Cheers. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to have you on hang out with me and play some tunes. What do you got going on lately? Like, what's new?
Yeah, so lately I've worked really hard on this single, only two songs. But let me tell you, there's a whole journey to finish two songs.
I know, baby.
I recorded them in Catskill. Basement Flood Studio. I had an engineer play drums and it came out great. And I got it mixed with a buddy in Hudson. And then I sent it to my producer friend, Paul Martin, who's actually a guitar player from the Vipers. And he's worked with so many great bands. And then he's silent. He's not replying to me. I'm like, hey, Paul, what do you think about this one? What do you think about that one? And then finally he says, I think they sound like bedroom demos. And I'm like, oh, You gonna say it like that? I thought it was done.
But hey, you know what? I love a bedroom demo. What is more raw than a bedroom demo? Who put and who? And
bedroom.
Uh-oh. Hell.
So
happy birthday to me. Yep.
So Paul is like, let's work on this together. And we went back like 3-4 times. And then for this song, Fiery Song, I had a keyboard player, but I wasn't really happy with it. And I got this guy from this Ukrainian piano player who's a friend of Zenon. And basically he was like, yeah, I got you. I'm like, can you do the door sound?
Mm-hmm.
And he totally got it. And yeah, there's this Fiery Song. And basically I felt like I collaborated with the Doors on this one, because when I was recording this, I felt like very connected.
Did you feel like Jim Morrison was speaking through you? I'm not even kidding, because you know what? Sometimes I feel like your influences and what inspires you, that energy transmits through dimensions
and
universes. And I mean, listen, I think I talked about it last week on my show. I was going to the studio and I had asked David Bowie to send me his energy and went to the studio, had a great session. And that night I had a dream. My French doors opened up in my apartment, my old Queens apartment. The doors like literally opened up like this on their own. And David Bowie comes walking through the door. And I'm like, oh my God.
That was your dream?
Yeah. I go, oh my God, what are you doing here? And he gives me a hug and he's like, I came to see you.
Ooh.
And I had channeled him earlier that day. Come on, you can say coincidence, but I truly, truly believe that we are able to conjure up souls and spirits of anybody, easy, whether famous or not.
I definitely think it's easy, because once they pass to the other realm,
mm-hmm,
they're just floating around the earth, you know, because people love them.
They're open.
Like, this is the thing, they don't leave until people, because people love them. So when you want to call on to their spirit, they're all around you. You just have to kind of... So for me, like, definitely I know a lot about Jim Morrison. So for me, listening to his songs, I totally can relate to the place where he came from, the place where he wrote the songs from.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the mystery. There's that passion for living mystery, and also
and it's
edge
so poetic.
And darkness and poetic. Exactly, because he was a poet first.
This and guy, you're a poet.
I'm a poet too. And I definitely do not shy away from being a poet. I feel both shoes, because honestly, lyrics and poetry are very close together.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, sometimes a line shows up in my head and I kind of unravel, and then it becomes
of course. You know, that one line can just literally take off the entire song. Or, I mean, it's amazing. I was just, like I said last week, I had my friend Dina on and we were talking about this, about it's like you're transmitting in a way, like just transcending and transmitting this energy through you. And it's like that one line, whether it's a lyric or a melody or a bass line or whatever, it's just the way it can just come undone all and fall into place in a way. And that's what makes a great bedroom demo, because that's when the realest shit happens. Speaking of,
it's like once you catch that string from the ether and you bring it into your life, this life, then you can decide, do I make it a song or is it going to stay a poem?
That's very
because
true.
Poem requires a certain beat, rhythm, you know, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I come from like William Blake, you know, the classicals where you actually rhyme the lines. I try to rhyme the lines. But
sometimes I would just let it all flow, baby. You know, it's like,
let it all flow, baby.
Let it all flow, baby.
Advice from Trent.
Because you know what? It's like let it all hang out. To worry, I sometimes feel like when you start worrying about things that rhyme or timing and all that, you can always edit that. And we just talked about that before, like editing. But you know, it's like just letting it all out, just...
True.
No, just being vulnerable. Yeah. I would love to play this song. So this one is called Fiery. It's brand new. Do you want to give it a little 15-second introduction about this? Or
it's
one-liner?
It's about mystery of traveling and finding love. And just because it's a very mystical moment. Why these two people all of a sudden show up and like bang, like somebody drops a shoe, I don't know, banana.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm saying like, it's like out of all these variations, do you remember that movie of Run, Lola, Run?
Mm-mm.
It's about this, it's a German movie about this girl that leaves the same house.
Yeah.
And every time she passes by a certain, you know, the street, something happens. So if she's late by 1 second, a totally different story happens. If she's early, a totally different story happens.
But that's all of our lives, realistically.
But that's all of our lives intertwined like that.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Timing.
And people meet, it's like, this is like magic, right? I'll tell you.
It's true.
Maybe tell you a story about how me and my girl met.
I love it. Well, this is Fiery by Dimitri Wilde, y'all. Enjoy. KZE, that was Dimitri Wilde with Fiery. First time hearing it. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
So good. It's, like I said, it has like that very 60s kind of retro garage rock. I feel like I was driving down a desert highway at night.
That's the whole vibe.
Is that the vibe?
Yeah, it's traveling. It's like, I love traveling songs.
Yes, driving music, right?
It's like you're driving, you've got your hand on your wheel. And
put a
song on, and then just like that's it, everything, the whole world goes in the background.
I love it. Well, that was a great song. Thank you so much for sharing that right here on 98.1 for the first time. Is that kind of like its radio debut, would you say?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
cool,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I love it. Stick around, y'all. We're going to take a break. We've got more coming with Dimitri Wilde. Where can they follow you on Instagram?
Just Dimitri Wilde.
Cool.
Or I'm I got a live band.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to call them. It's like, what was it? Dimitri Wilde, New Yorkers.
Oh, yeah. You got a few.
But my buddy recommended Dimitri Wilde and the Wildlings.
There you go. The Sausage Links.
All right. You
got to
twist that.
Listen, y'all. We'll be right back with more Nighthawks Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Hudson Valley, it's Will.
And Patrick.
From Ruggies Ford.
Will, America's turning 250. Did you bring a present?
American Value for American Values, buddy. That means employee pricing is back, so you pay what I pay.
Wow. F-150s? Mustangs? Explorers?
Everything. It's a big birthday, and I'm loaded up with gifts.
So, come to Ruggies Ford in Rhinebeck or RuggiesFord.com.
And put a new Ford in your driveway. You're gonna love it.
Not all customers will qualify. See dealer for details. Offer on in-stock units only. Must take delivery by July 6th.
Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival returns to the Catskill Mountains July 15th through the 19th, featuring an all-star lineup including AJ Lee and Blue Summit, LMA, Daryl Scott String Band featuring Rob Ickes, East Nash Grass and Pine Leaf Boys, Levent du Nord, and more. Bluegrass, newgrass, and roots music on covered stages with camping, dancing, workshops, jamming, and family fun. Come for a day or the weekend. Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival July 15th through the 19th, Oak Hill, New York. Info at grayfoxbluegrass.com.
And it's a great day to be alive.
She was a sour girl the day that she met me. jacket, but she looks so fine that I wanna make her mine. Which one is the sweetest? Is the sweetest one for me? I've been looking for forever. Do you ever think of seeing? But she looks so nice that I wanna see her twice. But she looks so good that I wish I could. Ooh, 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 yeah.
Musical diversity in the Mid-Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills, we are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury and 105.9 W290 BZ-FM Red Hook, online at WKZE.com.
Welcome back to Nighthawks Radio. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I am your hostess, Trist, here every Wednesday, 7 to 9. And my special guest tonight is Dimitri Wild. Say hi again.
Hello again.
It's 8 o'clock, baby. We are in the second hour of Nighthawks. And what you just heard before was It Girl by Brian Jonestown Massacre. And before that was Sour Girl by Stone Temple Pilots. Sour Girls, It Girls. What would you say I am, D?
Happy?
I'm an it girl.
All right, fine.
Do you even know what that means?
No.
Okay. It's okay.
Let's look it up.
But we're going to hang out and play some more tunes for you. Coming up...